Common sense. If Ben Maiasato had a candidate platform for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska elections, that's what it would be.
I use common sense when it comes to decisions. I do listen to both sides of the issue, and I also make sure that at council that I read my packet, and on the assembly, I read the assembly agenda and make sure that I am informed.
Maiasato has served on the Sitka Assembly for 2 years. He is the vice deputy mayor. He sees his congruent service as a boon to Sitka, something that can only help both tribal citizens and Sitka residents.
We need to make sure that our tribal government and our city government always cooperate together and have that communication. We need to pay attention to our legislators over in Juneau, because the decisions they make, they do affect us. Both governments need to realize that they can work better together than separately.
He says one of the most pressing matters the Assembly and Council need to continue to work on is deflecting proposed cuts to the Alaska Marine Highway System. Both bodies recently passed a resolution in support of more ferry service in the community.
One north, one south is not acceptable.
Other top priorities for Maiasato on the council are education, employment, and affordable housing. He says he wants to make sure tribal citizens are receiving the services they should be, like support for higher education.
We should be setting aside more money for scholarships, for vocational, and ensuring that the kids that we do have in our school system make sure that they graduate.
He is also concerned about maintaining subsistence rights for all tribal citizens. That is something the council needs to stay on top of, he says, so people who like to harvest their own fish and game have the ability to do so year in and year out. Maiasato says he's running for the council again for continuity, especially in light of Sitka Tribe of Alaska's debt problems in recent years.
The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has gone through some difficult times 2 years ago, and they have made great strides in getting themselves back to stability. I have asked several council members, and I do think they would like to see me serve again.
He says the tribe is currently working on ways of creating its own revenues to bolster its financial situation and not have to rely on grants. Maiasato stresses the point that he is not running for his own personal interest.
Any office that I do hold, I did not run because I wanted to run. I ran for those seats because I was asked to run.
And now that he's been in office, he feels like he has enough experience to help keep the tribe on the right track.
It's part of the process of when you serve, it takes commitment, and it also takes the time to learn how to make the right decisions.
Service is a common theme for Maiasato. He proudly displays the time he dedicated to the military with his ever-present baseball cap that says veteran. Maiasato served in the Army National Guard for 20 years, including 2 overseas deployments.
I think it is important to serve because you need to have someone there who will look out for the tribal citizens, that will look out for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and to make sure that our tribal government is running smoothly.
Maiasato wants the services the Sitka Tribe of Alaska provides to be seamless. He takes his position seriously, and he says he wants to continue to be on the council to make the best long-term and level-headed choices.
I am no better than any other tribal citizen out there. They have elected me to make decisions, and hopefully the wise and common-sense decisions.
Maiasato was born and raised in Sitka. When not preparing for government meetings, he can be seen walking around town, fishing, and playing sports. The election for Sitka Tribe of Alaska Tribal Council is Tuesday, November 10th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.